The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Yes, Queen.
You're 90% there.
The one.
The fake tan.
I think I'd fit right in.
Easy Radio.
One, two, three.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
Does this sound familiar to anyone?
Throw it in the window, Gary.
Disgusting.
I don't know what the rules are.
3, 2.
Radio One.
Go.
This is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast for Thursday. Day 12 of the WhoVent calendar proves to be a little bit controversial for some.
Yeah, people saying it wasn't a Who. I mean, you can hear for yourself and make that decision, but I think it's fair game.
Some people saying the thing that we Who'd is more relevant than us. Also, there is an actual Who game with us against the callers, and we introduce The Rock and Kevin Hart to a traditional British Christmas. It gets weird. Had a lot of messages, lots, about what we were doing yesterday. It was all about being honest at Christmas, you know? Like, if there's any time to get stuff off your chest, it's this time of year. Bella came on and told us that she's been dreaming about her boss a lot.
I have imagined it happening in one of our offices for the company.
Oh my goodness, okay.
Wow.
Full works.
And then Craig came on and admitted something quite outstanding.
I think I went for the wrong twin as a girlfriend.
I'm sorry?
I went for the wrong twin as a girlfriend. Basically, I didn't meet my girlfriend's sister, who's a twin, until 6 months in. And then when I met her, it all went pear-shaped from there.
Okay, was this an identical twin?
Yes.
Yeah, they look very, very similar.
Very, very similar, but the twins got thicker legs.
Okay.
Thicker legs there. Mm. Yeah, Craig wasn't that popular with the listeners yesterday, actually.
We did ask for honesty, though, didn't we?
Yeah, and he gave us that honesty. Lauren, I'm keen to hear yours.
So, my ex-boyfriend is an identical twin.
Yeah, we talked about identical twins on the show yesterday.
Yes, I did hear that. That is what spurred me to contact you.
Okay. So have you been in a similar situation where you fancied the other twin?
Well, I didn't realise that I did. To be honest, I still don't think I do.
Okay.
Basically, my ex-boyfriend cheated on me. So, not a good person.
Okay.
But then, a little while later, I found myself in a situation where I slept with his twin brother.
Oh my word.
OMG. Wow.
Was he identical in every single way?
Identical in every single way.
Everything?
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Okay. Was there one one thing that wasn't the same?
I mean, you know, some things were better.
Oh, so you're saying it was better with the twin?
Well, I think by this point, I had such hatred for my ex. This was like, this shouldn't be happening, this is fun.
Oh, right, okay, yeah, because this whole thing is sort of about fancying people that you know you shouldn't, so you kind of, you knew you were in that situation, right?
Yeah.
You knew it was a bit, yeah.
Not the best idea.
Yeah.
It felt pretty wrong. Well, afterwards it did.
Wow.
Question, does the ex-boyfriend twin know anything about it?
To be honest with you, to this day I still don't know.
Wow.
He could.
Are you in touch with the other twin?
Not in touch with either of them, no.
Madness.
Right, but there'll be so many identical twins listening to the stuff that we're talking about, wondering, what's my twin been up to?
Mm-hmm.
I know, I like that. I like the mystery that this will create.
I get the impression, correct me if I'm wrong, that you quite like the drama of it all.
Well, to be honest, at the time I felt a little bit bad. But to be honest, he was really not nice to me.
Right.
So the few people that I did tell, like my close friends, were like, yeah, right on.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
This is mad. It's not cheating when they both have the same name, is it, Scott? Yes, it is. We're going to run this Christmas service next week as well, so if you've got anything to get off your chest, like the other callers you heard, text me on 81119. I want to give you an early Christmas present now.
Me?
I've got your actual one tomorrow, actually. Just a heads up so you can bring mine in.
I'm not going to bring it in tomorrow. You'll have your Christmas present for Christmas.
I won't, though, because you get it in the sales. Famously, and keep going, oh, I've forgotten it. Oh, I've forgotten it again and again and again.
What's my present? What's my present?
This
song?
Yes.
I love this song so much. Oh, yes. Let's all enjoy this.
Let's all enjoy some festive S Club 7 on BBC Radio 1.
Everybody's got something they had to leave behind. One regret from yesterday that just seems to grow with time.
Scott Mills.
It's time for a festive special of Where Do You Think They Were? It is that time of year, isn't it? All the Christmas specials start to appear. You've got Gavin and Stacey. I mean, you've got Corn the Midwife. That's not for me, but you have. Michael McIntyre wheels out his Christmas show. I'm on that.
Yeah, you're bang on. Top of the Pops, Christmas special. Everything's a Christmas special.
So why would we not do a Christmas Where Do You Think They Were? Good afternoon, Beth.
Hello.
Now, how old are you, Beth?
22.
Okay. So, born 97?
Yes.
And who are we going to speak to today to tell us the details?
My lovely mum, Hazel.
Hazel, okay. Hazel should be here now. Hi, Hazel.
Hi.
Some of the mums, and particularly the dads, they actually love coming on. They really love it.
Oh, I'm sure I'll really love it.
And Beth, you sound ever so slightly nervous about the situation. Is that because you're worried about what you're going to hear, or just because you're on radio?
Probably about what I'm going to hear and the fact I'm in an office where people can probably hear too.
Oh my goodness. Now, Beth, I have to check. Do you know anything about this story whatsoever?
I know when and where, but that's about it.
Okay, but you don't know the ins and outs, so to speak.
No.
Okay, well, listen, I'm going to let Hazel tell the story in a minute, but I will keep checking in to make sure that you're all right, okay?
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Beth is on the line. Hi.
Hi.
Here's Hazel, the mum. Hi, Hazel.
Hi.
Scott, I've got to ask, you keep saying it's a Christmas special. What about this is Christmassy?
Well, you're about to find out, Chris.
Are there baubles involved?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Turn on the sexy Christmas music. All right, Hazel, let's take it back to where it began.
Well, where did it begin? It started off on a plane trip to Helsinki.
See, it's already feeling festive, isn't it?
Well, we're going to spend New Year in Lapland.
Set the scene for us.
It was amazing. It was a real typical white Christmas. Loads of snow, loads of snowmobiling going on, husky rides, you name it. We did it. But the one thing that I wanted to do that Graham had never done... oh, no. Was ski.
Oh, but... thank God for that. Okay.
Yeah, so we decided to go skiing, and he told me he'd be really good because he was so good on a trials bike and an enduro motorcycle that he's got amazing balance and it would be really, really easy.
And was he good?
No, it was shambolic, to say the least. Yeah.
Okay, because I'm imagining that the whole idea around the skiing thing should be that it's beautiful and it's romantic and that you're there sort of helping each other and you're gliding down the slopes.
I'd be useless,
you know? Whereas actually you're sort of just fumbling over, you know, falling
over. A lot of falling over.
Would you say it's romantic? Is it all leading up to something?
No, it was far from romantic. It was just hilarious. I explained to Graham to stand and watch how the T-bar lift worked, and he said he was ready. So I just said, don't sit down, and Graham sat down. And, yeah, his legs were just spread eagle near enough to split position.
Great.
He was hanging on to the T-bar for grim death.
Oh, I was concerned for a minute because I thought you were about to say
skipped
that you
ahead,
yeah, conceived on one of these T-bars. I was like, damn, what I'm imagining here.
Beth, are you okay?
No.
Yeah, it's hard to know where this is going, isn't it, Beth?
Yeah, it's a bit worrying.
Okay, is also we can continue the story.
Okay, we can continue. So we jumped off the ski lift. It took Graham about 10 minutes to work out how to get his skis off. And embarrassingly, we had to get a lift up to our hotel, which was at the top of the slope, in a snowmobile. And... went back to our room.
Oh, no.
Okay. Right, so this feels like a good time to break, I think, because I feel that we're reaching the point now, aren't we?
It's getting close.
Okay. Beth, where do you think it might have happened from the evidence that we've got so far?
Hopefully not on a ski slope.
Nah.
Would have been a bit chilly.
Oh, God.
Okay, right, well, let's come back to this in a minute.
Scott Mills.
So So we are approaching the point of no return, if you will, on where do you think they were? Hi, Beth.
Hello.
Hazel, hi.
Hi.
And you are now, am I right, back at the hotel?
We've got changed and we've gone to meet the witch in her teepee.
Okay, why is there a witch?
It's a Lapish tradition, apparently, and you go down and get given a little tin horseshoe that you melt over a fire in a little saucepan thing. You pour it into the water and then she reads your fortune from the blobby mess that comes out of the water.
Niche.
And what's this supposed to do?
It's like a fortune teller, and she didn't tell me that I was going to have a really good night or that I was going to get pregnant.
Okay. So a massive fail there by the Lapish lady.
She proper failed because she told me I was going to get loads of money and I still haven't had that either.
Okay, no. But how do you know that the witch hasn't put some sort of sex spell on you?
Who knows?
So instead of skiing, which Graham was really bad at, he tried a different kind of snowplow. Am I right, Hazel?
You are right. He was pretty good, actually, yes. To be fair.
Beth, are you all right?
No, okay. I'm really not.
All right, Hazel, talk us through it, please.
Okay, well, we'd done the whole witchy poo thing. We'd watched the fireworks and I got him back to the room. I'd like to say that I locked the door, ripped off his thermals, pinned him to the bed.
Okay, right, wait. What was Christmas number one this year? Because I'd like to have some music to accompany it, please.
I have no idea. You're the DJ.
It was Two Become One Spice Girls. Perfect lyrics as well, I think.
Oh, God.
Are you all right, Beth? Were you just sick in your mouth?
Just a little bit.
Oh, Beth.
Hazel, you said you ripped off his thermals. That must have taken forever.
Not really. I was pretty desperate by that point.
Oh, oh. Beth.
Oh, no.
Was it New Year's Eve? Were there fireworks?
Oh, yeah, loads of fireworks.
Okay.
Yeah, loads of bangers, actually.
Right, yeah.
Set the scene. Was this in front of, like, a roaring fire?
No. We had to get warm, obviously, because it was really cold.
Yes. And I'm imagining it was hard and icy.
Very. Yes.
The bed, I mean.
No, the bed was warm.
Beth, how are you feeling?
Yeah, still a little bit sick.
Yeah.
So just to check... Graham didn't have his skis on when he was...
He didn't, no. They were in the corner of the room.
Did he have socks on?
Yeah.
No, I think I'd pretty much ripped everything off,
What about goggles? That would be creepy.
That'd be great.
Graham there with his goggles.
Ski goggles on?
Yeah. Can you even imagine how that would work? Graham there attempting to ski. You know, both hands.
Well, hey.
To the side there.
Ooh, a bit of slalom.
Slalom.
Going hard on that ski pole.
That's quite sinister, isn't it?
That would be a little bit sick, to be honest.
Do you like a man in uniform?
Well, yeah, I suppose I do, really.
Yeah. So was Beth conceived on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day?
Well, I can't remember the exact time, so it makes a difference.
And you thought Big Ben was a clock?
That was a big old bong, wasn't it?
Anyway... Beth, it's all over.
Thank God for that.
Well done. You managed to get through it. Hazel, thank you for telling the story so well.
You're welcome.
Bong. Yes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I know for a fact that a lot of workplaces and offices turn this up every single week. It's a very simple process. Think of something hugely retro and then give it a massive... But do it with gravitas and meaning.
This is extra good. If you're in a car, then put the windows down, let everyone know. Everyone should be able to hear this round and about. You know what I mean, Scott?
Yeah, at work, in the car. Get involved. So it's me, Chris, and a bunch of Radio 1 listeners. We go for the Who's until we can go no more, or until that blooming timer appears.
Do you know what? Thinking about it, Scott, that would be the dream, that anyone that's driving around listening to this right now can look to their left or right and see someone with their head out the window screaming, "Ho!"
Do it back to them. "Ho!" Have a Who off in traffic. Let's play. Who would like to go first?
I've got a bank of them ready to go, Scott. I'm happy to launch.
You launch it.
Okay. Popular Scott Mills feature, Barry Oakey.
Ho! Was that ages ago?
Ages ago. Do you want to hear a bit?
Have we got it?
Yeah.
They call me Jose. They call me Kevin. They call me Carlos. They call me Dave. That's not my name. My name's Sorry. That's not my name. My name's Sorry. That's not my name. My name's Sorry. That's not my name. My name's Sorry.
People called Barry singing karaoke. Barry-oke. Here we are. I'm surprised that's not been copied around the world. It never was. Me?
You.
The Leave Britney Alone guy.
Because all you people want is more, 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 more. Leave Britney alone.
Remember?
Yeah, it takes me back.
Okay, line one. Who have we got?
Hey, we've got Maya from Essex.
Yes, Maya.
Speed doll. Hey.
Speed doll on
yes,
your phone.
Great one.
Oh. I've got them on speed dial. Line two, who's that?
Hi, it's Sarah from Hayward Heath.
Yes, Sarah.
Shower gel with a hook on the lid. Hey!
Oh, I still use one of them in the gym. They're still widely available, Sarah.
I don't believe you.
You bring your own soap to the gym? Do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
You've got to bring your own in mine and towels. Keeps the cost right down. Line three, who's this?
Hi, it's Ross from Edinburgh.
Go on then, Ross.
Swapping names with your best mate when you have a substitute teacher.
Yes, I did this. Yeah, everyone did this. So you'd confuse the supply teacher.
Oh, yeah.
By just calling yourself your mate's name instead. Yeah,
just brilliant. Get them all sorts of confused, that.
Genius move.
Guess it's you.
Me? The Race for Christmas number one.
This is happening. It's still a thing, guys. There's full drama to be had.
It is
here.
A little bit Who, isn't it?
No. People still care what the Christmas number one is. They do.
I do think you're right, but only kind of close to the time. It's a bit like if I went Top of the Pops, Ho.
Yeah.
And then you watch Christmas Top of the Pops, and it's nice and all, but it's still a Who, isn't it?
I do this show. I've got Mariah Carey on tomorrow. No, I'm not having that. Who my show?
Scott.
Scott. Scott. The Peter Crouch podcast. Oh, so you don't like it, do you? I've got another one. Heidi and Audrina eat your heart out. Do you even know who they are? Do you do not?
No.
I live a very, very, very wild lifestyle. Heidi and Audrina eat your heart out.
They're off the hills.
Are they?
Yeah, Heidi Montag, Audrina Partridge, no?
No, it means nothing to me.
That's what he was talking about. Because they lived a very, very, very wild lifestyle.
I assume so. I knew Tiny Tempers pass out.
Yeah, I know you.
The freshers he talks about raving with are now old as. Yeah,
they're all 85 now. Maya.
Hey, Facebook official.
Sarah.
Chalk ISIS.
Massive Who.
Yeah, great Who.
Do you want a chalk ice? Ross.
Shane text messages.
Oh, is that when you got a text message and you had to send it to like eight people? Mm. What would happen if you didn't? The bad stuff.
Yeah, curse.
What is nonsense? Did you ever bother with that? I didn't.
I never forwarded on. I haven't been cursed.
Life's been very good, in fact.
In fact, life's been great to me.
All right, let's take a break. We're back with the Who game in a minute. Scott Mills. Jeff on the M62 has actually seen two people, one in his car, screaming "Ho!" at the radio.
The M60 Ho.
Still very much a thing in the northwest of England, actually. This is the Who game on BBC Radio 1. No one's running out of steam yet. It's me and Chris versus our Radio 1 listeners, Maya, Sarah and Ross. Let's get back to the Who's. Chris.
Green and yellow scissors for left-handed children at school. Ho!
I'd like to add to that left-handed checkbooks. I had one. Because left-handed,
I've never had to use a checkbook.
So you don't smudge it?
I actually don't know how to use a checkbook. I don't know how.
You must have had one.
Never had to use a checkbook. I had one, but it was almost like a free gift.
peanutting someone's tie at school.
There's loads of school ones today. This is good.
Making it really tight there.
Yeah. Peanut.
Peanut. Maya.
Velcro school shoes.
Yes. Oh,
Velcro's not really on anymore, is it?
Don't think so. I think it sort of went with scratch and sniff. Oh.
Sarah.
Jump leads.
Are they not on anymore? For the car?
Huh? No. Who needs them?
It's all wireless charging now, Scott.
On your Volvo, maybe.
This is so personal.
Right. Okay, right. There's the timer. Right, we've got to be quick here. Ross!
Eyelashes for cars.
Chris!
Yellow snow.
Stereotypical tartan berets with ginger hair sticking out off of Scotland. Maya!
Deal or no deal.
Sarah!
Scott Mills in the Hawaiian chair.
It's a good video. Look it up on the internet.
Good one.
And there we are! Whoa, that was awesome today. And some excellent new entries there on the Who game. Never been heard of before. My favourites included left-handed scissors at school, Barioki, Chuck Ices, and Leave Britney Alone.
Leave Britney Alone!
Maya, Sarah, Ross, thanks for taking part.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tune.
That was a noise my teacher used to make at me when I was doing something wrong. I remember once getting told off, right? There was a point where I had a fountain pen.
Yeah.
And I,
oh, you transitioned
yeah,
to
Yeah, there was a point. I don't really understand why. I don't know if it's still a thing. Maybe it's a who. But we were told to use fountain pens. So it was ink in it, like ink cartridge. I used to flick it across the room. It was really bad at me.
And the teacher and would go,
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Yeah, why? It didn't do it so in such a singing way. It was more like, What have you done now?
Dermot Kennedy in the Live Lounge next week. What a lineup! Monday, Stormzy. Tuesday, Dermot Kennedy, feat Ellie Goulding, special guest. Wednesday, Harry, Atchell, Styles, all in the Live Lounge on Radio 1 next week. Hi, Beth.
Hi.
Hi. Hiya. So you're in Norfolk and it's a rubbish day, isn't it?
It is. It's really rainy and horrible.
What have you been doing today?
So I went out for a festive afternoon tea with my sister Bryony and my parents.
Oh, I love a festive. I'll tell you who loves a festive afternoon tea. Sandra, my mum. Oh, can we go? Yeah, she loves it. Like, she's like, can we go for afternoon tea? I'm like, oh, it's quite boring, actually.
It's long.
It's long.
Oh, no, we had a glass of Prosecco and all sorts. It was lovely.
Splashed out.
Yeah.
Also, I wanted to take my... Like, I have taken my mum to really fancy ones before, and she hates that. She just wants the scones and the jam. Do you know what I mean? Keep it simple.
Definitely.
Some like little sandwiches with, like, crusts off.
Do you go to afternoon tea, get dressed up for afternoon tea?
Hello. Okay, Beth, here's what I've got for you today on Bangers.
Oh, God, I didn't hear what that was.
It's Jax Jones,
okay.
And Demi Lovato.
Okay.
Instruction.
Yes. Send me up
everything we want. That's Steph London.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Scott's banging to say now, before I play mine, mine is like quite... Do you know what? It's a bit of a who in its own right. Quite an unknown one. But heard this the other day. I thought it was such a tune. This was by, do you remember who by, Scott? Kelly Rowland.
Stole.
And this song is called Stole.
Oh my God, I've not heard this in years.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, there's a reason for that.
No, it's a really good song.
No, oh, I love this.
Right, never hear it anymore.
No, ever, never. Right. Oh my God.
You're not actually going to, are you?
Don't be like that, just because you didn't think of it. I guarantee there'll be a bangers. Mark my words here, people. There'll be at some point in the future, Scott will put that in and then claim he's thought of it.
Okay. Beth.
Right. Oh, see, I do love Jax Jones, but I've literally not heard that Kelly Rowland song in forever. So I'm going to have to go with Chris.
It's that question we always get asked.
But where are you really from?
Well, my name is Ishan. My dad's from Pakistan. My mom's from Bangladesh.
I'm Nimmo Dedra. My parents are from Africa. Dad was from Uganda and mom was from Kenya. And my grandparents are from India.
And I'm Sunil Patel. And I'm from Bath.
So, what's in the podcast?
Well, it's us three really hairy co-hosts.
We'll be asking our guests how connected they feel to their heritage.
And how does all this translate to daily life?
You might also find out that all three of us have a particular penchant for dating non-brown people.
Three race traitors on
the Least Asian Network. But where are you
really from?
Download and subscribe now at BBC Sounds.
To be fair, they loved it.
Yeah, they loved it.
Toya in Cornwall, sat in my car singing away. Ollie says, absolute lighters up anthem. Yeah, it was a bit...
big song.
Put your lighters up before your phone.
Bitter at the start of that, and I think that was unfair.
No, it was actually quite good. Also, we've got Merrin saying, I've not heard this in years. I still somehow know every single word. Best banger of the year, Chris. Alicia in Devon. Not so, heard it for so long. Hannah and Kent, singing along to every single word. Banger. Emily in Nottingham, just pulled over. Actually pulled over the car to sing at the top of her lungs to Kelly Rowland and Stole. You've got the same size hands as Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, thank you. No, you've got the same size hands as Marilyn Monroe.
Okay. 10 minutes to The Rock and Kevin Hart on Radio 1. We have played Playground Insults with them before. Absolute legends. Warning, this does come with some acting, not from The Rock or from Kevin Hart, but from me as Santa.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Last week, we met two absolute legends, The Rock and Kevin Hart. We arrived in the morning at one of London's swankiest hotels. Swankiest? Hey. Stopping along the way to get an omelette. Anyway, we get to this hotel, and it's one of those that's so posh that it's got fresh flowers in the reception. Men in top hats. The whole place smells of, like, lush scented candles. It's probably £5,000 a night in the lift up to the fourth floor. And what they do for these film interviews is they normally hire a whole floor of the hotel for a day. And each room of that floor has like a different radio station or TV show in it. So you're walking past, it's like BBC Breakfast, Good Morning Britain.
Yeah, there's someone different behind every door. It's almost sort of like an advent calendar in a weird kind of way. You open up a door, look, there's Susanna Reid. Open up another door. I don't know if you've ever been, people who've been to Amsterdam, and you're sort of wandering around there. It's similar to that, or speed dating. It's a bit like that, you know, they get moved between rooms.
There's a person in each window kind of thing. Yeah, in each room in this case.
Yeah.
And then there's an actual room, and it's a festive treat. The whole place is, like, completely decked out like a Christmas living room.
So really, the scene was set, wasn't it?
So we get there, and then someone comes in and says, The Rock and Kevin Hart are running 10 minutes early. We're like, what? That never happens. So we had to rush to get into our outfits.
Yeah. The plan was you were going to be dressed as Santa. I was going to be some sort of Christmas butler. Mm. We wanted them to experience a British Christmas, and we were going to really give that to them. I can't quite believe how well you committed to your role as Santa in this instance, and it turned into something beautiful.
Well, because I was going to be dressed as Santa, even for the film questions that we were going to ask before we gave them a British Christmas, I thought, why don't I go full beans Santa for the whole interview?
But this is the problem, is I'd said to you, right, we just need to do this quick film interview before we can get on with the fun stuff.
About Jumanji, the film.
Yeah, but that was just going to be in our normal voices. What you did, it decided to go full Santa from the off, and it really threw me.
Well, If I'm dressed as Santa,
yeah,
like, why would I use my normal voice?
Because we haven't started the proper thing yet. Anyway, it's amazing.
Right, okay, so I went full Santa for the whole thing. Lol, that I attempted acting with two of the biggest Hollywood stars in the world.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Last week, we met The Rock and Kevin Hart, and we wanted to give them a traditional British Christmas.
Yes, so the idea that we had is we could let them do some crackers and we could have some fun around that. But importantly, you were dressed as Santa. I was dressed as this kind of festive butler. I don't know what you'd call it.
Yeah.
Involved some acting on our behalf. But first, we just needed to do a little chat around the film, because you've always got to cover the bases of what the film is.
You know,
it's a new Jumanji film, needs promoting. So we'll do some questions. What threw me from the off is that you committed to the Santa role
from the very start.
Firstly, the characters that you play is quite complicated. How on earth do you go about explaining what's going on with the characters to everyone that's asking?
You're doing these interviews a lot. So how do you explain how the characters keep changing?
Yeah. Okay, you got to pick a voice and stick with it.
Are you Santa? With this one, yes.
That's the one you're going to stick with.
Okay.
Stay in character.
All right.
All right.
So the characters, yeah.
Yes. All right, I'll try to explain it.
Yeah.
So we're basically avatars, right? It's like this.
Game avatars, yes.
And right now, you're dressed as Saint Nick, right? But you accidentally went out of Saint Nick. We can't do that. So we're avatars in the game.
Are you good?
Yes, sorry. It's really uncomfortable on Santa's knee.
But more uncomfortable for me.
Okay, thank you, Santa.
Of course, you can talk to the animals in the film.
Yes, I have linguistics. It's called linguistics. Another power that I have that we basically took from my real life experiences, and we made it work. Yeah.
So can you talk camel for me now?
Yeah, sure. Dibby 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 dab dab.
Right, this is so bizarre. It's so weird. And yeah, I should point out, I was sat on Santa's knee just whilst we were doing the interview bit. You as Santa. Mm. Yeah, it was the voice. You could speak camel in the film, can't you? Like, it really threw me.
It's weird.
So film interview done. Feels like we've ticked all the boxes. New film out called
Jumanji The Next Level.
Yes. And then it meant that we could do our idea, which we had for them, which was for them to experience a number of traditional things that happen in a British Christmas. So the idea was, I was dressed as a butler. I would go and present them on a platter, a cracker and a card, and they would read these cards and get to experience all the different things. A lot of random stuff happens next.
Remember, Chris is in full tuxedo and top hat.
Hello, butler.
How are you? Oh.
Christmas card, sir.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank
for
you.
Both.
For both of us.
Sharesies.
Sharesies.
Thank you.
Sharesies, he says.
Well, yeah.
It means shared, I guess.
This is...
All right. Let's see what, Merry Christmas. Very nice card.
That's very
on
nice.
On the front, man. Very nice here. Dear Mr. Rock and Master Hart. They got it right.
Oh, I don't know.
A British Christmas always involves the tradition of pulling crackers with your friends and family.
Sure.
Season greetings from BBC Radio 1. What nice people.
Oh, I love it.
Very nice people over there.
I would assume these are the crackers.
Okay. We'd both just take
one each.
Okay. And
thank
pull
you.
It, right?
Probably one at a time, otherwise you'd be double fisting them, but
just in case.
You want
to? No, don't point it
in
to
your
me.
Face?
No. See that smoke?
There it is.
Yeah.
Oh, there's something in here. Oh, I see.
I thought that was it.
So this is a joke.
Okay.
What game does Prince George play instead of musical chairs at Christmas?
I don't know.
Game of Thrones.
Why would I not? So stupid, Kevin. What am I thinking there?
Do the other one, sir.
Yes, well, I was trying to, but what's going on? All right, here we go. Oh, man.
There it is.
A pen came out.
Is that a pen?
Okay. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. It's a... What is Meghan buying Harry, William, and Charles for Christmas?
Why do I get this one? What?
Suits!
Oh, it's good.
Suits!
Yes.
That's
good.
It's good, right? Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
If you flick your nipple, it'll go hard within 3 seconds. That's a fact.
Try it.
I don't want to see that. I don't want to do that to
Santa,
kids.
Come and try it.
I don't want to do that.
Sirs, are you flicking your nipples?
No.
No?
Yeah.
Did you know it takes 7 seconds for the nipple to, you've really,
Seven seconds. That's all it takes.
And here it said three, so somebody's on.
Depends how excited you are. Oh.
Wow. Okay, now this was a genius idea because ideal scenario, they read the fact, because obviously they're reading jokes, but this is all about breaking the internet with these guys, isn't it? All we're trying to do with this is reach for stuff that's going to go a little bit viral. So we've rigged the crackers to say certain things. Yeah. Obviously, we want them both to start flicking their nipples.
Yeah.
They don't nibble at that.
They do not. And that would have been excellent for the internet, you know? But it didn't happen.
This will be an ongoing theme between what you hear with The Rock and Kevin. Us just trying to get them to do stuff which we think could go viral. It gets more and more desperate.
It really does.
Radio 1. Your BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Last week, we were with The Rock and Kevin Hart. Got them to open some Christmas crackers. Did some questions about the film Jumanji The Next Level. Now it's time for Santa to appear. That's me. So I'm actually crouched down in this kind of, like, the other bit of the hotel room. And at one point, Kevin Hart and The Rock are like, Santa, get out of shot! Because I was clearly in the way. So I literally hid behind the corner, rehearsing my lines, ready for my big moment.
This is all mad, by the way. You've got two Hollywood movie stars earning millions and millions of pounds for every movie that they do.
23 million for The Rock, apparently, for this one.
Crazy. And then they're experiencing me and you doing our sort of best GCSE acting that we can. You stole the show as Santa.
Well, thank you. Here he comes.
Another card, gentlemen?
Yes.
All right.
Read the card, please, Dwayne.
I wasn't done with my
jokes.
Don't
tell me what to do, Butler.
What's that?
On a traditional British Christmas, people enjoy meeting Santa and finding out they've been naughty or nice.
Wow.
Could those be sleigh bells? I'm sorry. Here we go.
Sound it out.
Could those there you go. Be sleigh bells?
Take your time. Sleigh.
Sleigh. Sleigh.
A.
B.
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 L.
L. Thank
good
you.
Job,
ho, ho, ho.
Oh, my God, there were sleigh bells.
Merry Christmas.
No, St. Nick lost a lot of weight.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Wow.
I've been trying a diet.
Yeah, somebody.
Now then.
Yeah.
It's time to find out who's been naughty and nice.
Okay. All right.
What's the nicest thing you've done this year?
Oh, my God, the nicest thing I've done this year? Was hug 1,000 people in one day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry, what's the naughtiest thing you've done this year?
Well, that list is going to be long, brothers. Quite the year for old K. Hart, St. Nick. Quite the year.
Yes.
Excited to get into 220, okay?
What's the nicest thing you've done this year?
Got to think about
it. Or naughtiest.
Or naughtiest.
Yes.
Well, I mean, on my honeymoon, Santa.
Hey, come on.
No?
That's enough.
That's too much.
That's too much.
Oh, got it.
Oh,
sorry.
Goodness.
Goodness.
Oh, how are you and Mrs. Claus?
We're okay. We're on a break.
Oh, I thought you were gay, actually.
Oh, actually, yes, I remember now. I'm gay.
Oh, okay. That's
okay. Sometimes I just forget.
Yes.
Can I just end by, can I just like give you your presents? Would you like to sit on my knee?
Sure.
I'm a pass.
No. Go ahead, sit on his knee.
No, I don't want, my dress pants are too small.
Right there.
Come
and then,
on.
No, my
it's
dress
Christmas.
Pants are too small and
right
I don't
there on the knee,
nothing.
Right on the edge.
It was a definite no to the knee, wasn't it? Well, there we are.
A lovely photo.
It would have been very good for the internet, but never mind.
Yes.
You've got to ask these things. Sometimes
they
say no.
Oh. This is so desperate.
Go on, sit on my knee. Think of the views.
It's just both of us desperately trying to get them to do something.
Go on, just the edge of my knee. No, no, I'm not going to.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, that would have been good for the views.
All right, so our last throw of the dice, which we thought would be good for the views.
Good for the views.
Was to get Kevin Hart or The Rock to address the nation and do a really rousing Christmas time speech.
Last card, sir.
Oh, another card.
Very quickly, though, if possible.
Okay, Butler, what is your deal, man?
Sorry.
You're like aggressive, then you're not aggressive.
It's my
like
bosses are
so much going on with you, Butler. Radio 1 would like you to address Great Britain with an inspirational message for Christmas cheer. Merry Christmas. Oh, man, Radio 1 is so nice.
I love it.
Yeah, let's do something to
so
that.
So you can do your own speech.
I get it. It's, I mean, really, it says it right
it's
here.
It's all in the card. You don't need to keep explaining
it. I read it, but learn.
Just thought for clarity.
I mean, well, what do you have to clarify? I just read it. It clearly says Radio 1 would like you to address Great Britain.
Right there.
With inspirational message of Christmas cheer.
I know. I know.
All right.
Okay.
To Great Britain.
Right? That's a good start. It's good. Yes.
To Great Britain, I want to tell you Merry Christmas and to drink a lot of tea and enjoy the holiday. Yeah?
Wow, yeah, no, that's good. A little angry.
But... Okay, it's a UK accent.
That's what he thinks we sound like.
It's not. I do not.
I got one.
Go ahead.
Here comes Duana Claus.
Very good.
Here comes Duana Claus.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
This is
Merry
so cool. Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you, Britain.
Thank you.
Thank Great you, Britain. Welcome,
thank you for
Mr.
loving me and
Radio
hating
One,
Kevin.
Radio 1, Merry
Radio
Christmas.
Radio 1, thank you guys.
Thank you.
Let's sit on your lap.
Whoa. What even happened?
It was all going on. Amazing time, so.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So today was the last day of Festive Feeling 2019 on Radio 1 Breakfast with Greg. All week, Charlie Hedges from Ricky Melvin and Charlie has been on the road surprising deserving listeners, and today was, well, it was just brilliant. We surprised Andy in Shoreham-by-Sea. Now, Andy has worked to set up a local football team in Brighton for bereaved fathers. So here is what happened this morning.
One! Are you there, Charlie?
Yes, I am.
Please, can you now reveal where you are and who you'll be surprising?
We are actually in Shoreham near Brighton, and we are here to surprise an incredible, incredible man called Andy.
Just wanted to share with you why I've nominated Andy. My daughter Myla was stillborn back in 2013. Andy has created Sands United Brighton and Hove football team. This has brought together bereaved fathers to not only play football, but to provide a support network and a safe place where we're able to share our experiences and feelings.
I literally cannot wait to meet him. He's incredible.
Up the drive, please.
Oh, gosh. That was loud. You are live on Radio 1. How are you?
Oh, absolutely speechless.
I don't think he realises, does he, Leah?
No.
How much an effect you've actually had on so many people.
He's brought nearly 40 grieving families together to create not just a team, but a family and a support network that we could never imagine.
Just want to say you're one in a million, mate, and thank you so much.
He's unbelievable. He's done the impossible, and he's broken the silence against baby loss.
I almost feel a bit guilty because I'm simply doing something that's helping me. I've probably got the most out of this.
Hi Andy, it's Rio Ferdinand here. You are truly incredible and inspiring. Using football to talk about mental health as a special treat. You and your team are going to go down to Brighton Hove Albion training ground, and you guys are going to go and play against some Brighton legends.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. I'm so pleased that the team are going to be there. Merry Christmas.
So Andy and his wife Leah lost their son Dexter, so set up a football team for other grieving dads to help them talk and kind of deal with their loss. And I saw Greg James has just tweeted Andy saying, big love to Andy this morning. So proud of my team for having the confidence to tell this devastatingly sad story at a peak time on Radio 1. It touched all of us, and I know from the response it will help millions of others going through the same thing.
It got a huge response.
Huge.
Really related. And look, the messages we've even been getting on today's show from people that heard that this morning, it's really stuck with them all day. Something we wanted to mark on this show. People like Robbie who texted in saying, no shame, I cried 3 times in the car on my way to work this morning listening to this. Andy, you are an amazing human being. It's great that we can shine a light on people like Andy.
Yeah.
Legend.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Radio 1, and what massive throwback awaits us behind door number 12?
Ho, ho, ho! The Who Vent Calendar with Scott Mills. Let us delve behind door number 12.
Pokemon.
No, it's a great one.
It's a good one. Right?
Oh, people don't like the Wahoo in this.
Oh, they don't.
Look at them. Oh, there's all the messages.
Pokemon is still relevant.
Gotta catch them all.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm back tomorrow from 4 on the official chart with Mariah Carey, and me and Chris are back on Monday at 1.